Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Yes, this is Mark Duvall again. I called you guys a little while back about trying to optimize my website because I'm being told that the ranking has just went way down. And you guys were supposed to have done a tracking number to see what was going on with my website, and I don't see that on there either. So how much longer is that going to be before you can have the tracking on there? And I was just kind of curious about that so you can see what's actually going on with my website. And I'm not even showing up on Google Maps, if you can check that again. And okay. I've been told from my other advertisers that the ranking is way down.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they're saying nothing's being done on my website. So I'm just kind of wondering what you guys are actually doing.
And just to confirm, speaking with Mark.
Duvall, Affordable 24/7 Locksmith.
Thank you so much for that. Now let me just get into your account and check on it, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Please allow me a moment. All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Mark. I now have your account pulled up. And I'm sorry, you mentioned you were not showing on the search results of Google.
Yeah, that's when I, it seemed even worse than when I talked to you last time. And, and I talked to my other advertisers, and they're saying that the ranking is really down on the website, ranking. I'm not sure exactly what they mean by that. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they said that you guys are supposed to be controlling the website, which I already know that, but.
Right.
So just kind of curious what's going on. It's getting worse. And I'm...
And if you don't mind me asking, may I know who provided you with that information?
Google Guaranteed.
From Google Guarantee?
Google Guarantee, yeah, told me that, yeah.
All right, that is weird. Because I did try to look up for your service. I tried to look up for Locksmith in Omaha. And it does show your business on the first page of the search results.
Yeah,
so
through
you
Google,
are still
through Google Guarantee, but they said there's a problem with the website itself, which you guys are running or managing, right?
We are definitely running your website. Did they mention what seems to be wrong with the website? I'm actually looking
The ranking is way down, is what they said. Do you know what that means?
Let me confirm and check on your website really quick here.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You guys have someone that's local that could run my website? Because I know you said something about that you guys are in the United States. Maybe that's the problem.
All right, no worries. I'm actually able to get into your website. I'm actually looking at your website right now. Although, let me just go ahead and check. Everything about your website. But technically, the website that we create are actually... the layout is actually being designed to generate leads And of course, for optimization, to be in the rankings for sure. So let me just confirm really quick, check everything out first, see what's going on. Let me just confirm really quick, okay?
Okay. Yeah, if I don't advertise on Google Guaranteed and Google Ads, it doesn't come up at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that's because of the ranking on the website. Now, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys and telling you guys this stuff. I'm not sure how you can't see what's going on here. I know you said you're not in the United States, and I'm not sure. Maybe that's what's causing the problem.
No, definitely not. We do have the same access.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
all right.
There's supposed to be a tracking number too, so you guys can actually see what was going on, or supposedly be able to tell. Because I'm not getting any clicks on the maps part of it, the Google Maps. And if you're showing that I'm getting calls from there's something wrong. Because I don't think I've even got a call off the map, it seems like to me, for about a couple months now or more.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm actually looking at the client dashboard right now, by the way. And just in the past 30 days alone, and the client dashboard, by the way, is linked. It is synchronized with your Google Business profile. And looking here, your Google Business profile has been viewed 625 times, 19 website visits from the Google Business profile. And it does show that there have been 47 people who clicked on the call button from the Google Business profile. Although it is not a certified or a confirmed phone call, it's just that they did click on the call button on your Google Business profile. So we are definitely continuously gaining visibility, definitely online presence on your Google Business profile.
You said there was 40-something done last month? Or this
within the past 30 days.
No, that's totally impossible. I know that has to be impossible. I'm not sure how you're seeing that, because I haven't gotten no calls or any. How could it be possible I'm getting that many clicks on the ad, but I don't get no phone calls? How's that possible?
Right. I apologize. That's why I said that these 47 clicks were not a successful, or does not mean it's a successful phone call. So,
okay,
you know, when you click on a phone number on a Google Business profile, it does ask if you would like to proceed with contacting that business. So it would then be up to you if you would like to proceed with contacting that phone number or not. And that's what the click is.
Okay, so why hasn't there been a tracking number? Because you guys, I thought you said you would be able to do that so you can see what's going on for sure. Because I'm not getting any calls on the maps at all. And I'm being told from these other advertisers, it's coming from the other end, the web designer, is not doing something they should be doing. Now, do you want to talk to Google Guaranteed themselves, or because are you saying they don't know what they're talking about? All I'm doing is telling you what they're telling me. And I am definitely having problems with the website, and it's getting worse. I mean, I'm not getting any calls from the maps. So,
all right. Well, we can proceed with having your Google Business profile, or with doing another optimization for your Google Business profile. Well, actually, look in here. We did optimize your Google Business profile on the 16th, and I can for sure go ahead and add a call tracking phone number. Call tracking phone number is for us to be able to keep track of the phone calls that you're going to be receiving from your Google listing or your local SEO.
Okay, and what's local SEO? What is that?
Oh, that's for your Google Business profile.
Okay.
That's for you to be in the rankings of Google, Right. And right now, it does show that your business is on the first page of the Google search results when I tried to look up for locksmith in Omaha.
Yeah, if I take, I think maybe you're getting confused with is Google guaranteed because.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Google guaranteed is going to show a check badge when you see the business. And looking up on Google business profile for businesses, most especially for Locksmith Omaha, I did see your business as one of the search results on the first page, and it does not have a green check mark on it.
Okay, what do you mean on first page?
And I can send...
First page, like the 17th down, because nobody sees my ad or my Google Maps. I'm not talking about, I'm not sure what you're saying on first page, because it doesn't show up. And when you do Google Maps over here in the United States, it only shows the first three. That's it. So if I'm down below there, that's the reason why I'm not showing. And I used to be, I'm right here at the business itself, right here at the business location, and I Google Locksmith. Before it would show me being number one at my location, but if I go like four or five blocks out of the distance, I don't show up. Now it doesn't even show up when I'm even here at the business to Google Locksmith. Unless I'm, and I click on it, I can go way down to the seventh one I show it. And that's what they're talking about. The ranking is way down. It's getting worse. It's like I'm not even showing up nowhere. I'm not getting no calls on the website. I have no idea what you guys are talking about where I just show these clicks, because why am I getting all these clicks but no calls? You know, that don't make sense. And they're telling me this on my advertising. So I'm just telling you guys, I'm not sure what you need to do. You know, why is it getting worse? But it's like there's nothing there. And I'm not getting any leads, no calls from that. I have to advertise through Google Guaranteed or Google Ads to get anything. And
all
they
right,
said they see what's on that. I mean, just like it's really, when it comes to the map, I don't know. I would think you guys would know what they're talking about, But I know you said something about doing a tracking number, and that was like the 16th, and I haven't seen that tracking number on there yet, either.
Let me just check on your conversation on the 16th here.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything being done. It's getting worse. Actually, I mean, is there a number for Google Business, whatever? Is there a number for them so I can ask them if maybe they can help out? Because.
All right, so and you mentioned you spoke with us on the 16th. That was through a phone call?
Yeah, that's the reason why you guys did optimize my that's the reason why that's the reason why you guys did it on the 16th, because I called you about that time.
Okay, I believe you're referring to the March the 12th phone call.
I'm not sure, but I called you guys. Yeah, you're supposed to optimize it, but they're telling me the ranking's getting worse, and that also you guys were supposed to put a tracking number so you can figure out, maybe you can figure out what's going on that way, because I'm not getting calls, and I haven't seen that tracking number of that yet either.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, by the way, Mark, first, the data on your client dashboard is also going to be the same data that you'll be seeing on your Google business profile. And yes, and I'm not saying that the calls that shows on the client dashboard means that that's the actual phone calls that you should have received in the past 30 days. What I'm saying is that, you know, when you click on a phone number on the Google or on Google, it's not going to call the phone or the phone number right away.
Yeah, yes, I understand all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
awesome.
So when can you guys get the tracking number so I can so you guys can see what's going on? But then I'm not actually
definitely. I can actually go ahead and have it added right now. If you can please allow me a moment.
Okay.
And any phone calls that you get to receive, by the way, will be reflected on the client dashboard. So let me just, I'm sorry, let me go ahead and have it added really quick here, okay?
Okay. Now, I see where you guys have a tracking number for other ones that was similar to the tracking number I had before for this other locksmith place. Now, maybe that's what it is. It's like a conflict of interest. So, because you guys are helping out other locksmiths in this area?
Oh, no, it shouldn't be, Mark. Not at all. Also, if I'm not mistaken, call tracking phone number was requested to be removed. I do see a conversation here on January the 26th. About making sure that call tracking number is removed. But
yes,
no worries,
make
sure I can go ahead and...
I thought maybe that could have been the problem, but that wasn't the problem.
Shouldn't be, right. Right. Rest assured, it's definitely not making any confusion or conflict anywhere at all. And let me just order the call tracking number now.
What would cause the ranking? Because I couldn't understand why you were trying to tell me that. What would cause the ranking, though, to just drop tremendously is what they said.
All right. Well, actually, Mark, ranking do change from time to time. And that's the reason why we consistently optimize your listings. So we consistently make sure that we're still able to cause traffic on your listings.
Okay.
And that's why we're managing your Google business profile. So yes, it does. It is really normal for ranking to change. It definitely does happen from time to time. Good thing is that we're still able to keep you on the first page of the Google search results for businesses. And I am now able to order a call tracking phone number just to confirm, Mark. Should we have it, or should we have the area code as 402? Just want to verify that really quick.
Okay, what's the area code? Yeah,
402.
402.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. So let me check for a... All right, so how does 402-347-4777 sound to you? Or do you want me to read another one?
No, that, go ahead and read another one, I guess.
Okay. So we also have here 402-356-8388.
Yeah, let me do that one. That's
okay.
Kind of close to mine.
So once again, that is 402-356-8388, and we would highly suggest that it will be saved on your phone as local leads. That way you would know that whenever a lead is calling you, it's coming from the marketing campaign.
Yeah, that's what I did with the other one, too.
All right, wonderful. And, yes, that has been successfully set up, Mark. So moving forward, we should be able to keep track of any calls that you get to receive. And I can go ahead and resend your client dashboard login information since you will be seeing all the leads in the client dashboard or any type of phone calls or even text messages.
Okay.
Let me send you your client dashboard login here. All right, there you go, and you should receive that probably in the next minute or two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'll also send you an email with how you can set up the application or the local Splash app. It's just more likely the same with the client dashboard. Client dashboard is just something that you can access on the website. Local Splash app is the actual application. So let me send that to you as well, just in case you
okay.
like to have the application. And do you maybe have any other questions, Mark? Anything else that I can assist you with maybe?
No, not this time. I just hopefully this solves the problem.
All right. Well, rest assured, optimization has been done on the 16th, and that should definitely help with your rankings on Google. Also, by the way, Mark, we would also like to ask if you have any new business photos that you can send or upload to the dashboard. Any new photos will greatly help with optimization, too.
Okay. Yeah, I'll start doing more pictures, yeah.
Okay. I'll send you an email requesting for photos. But once again, you can have it uploaded to the client dashboard or the local Splash app.
Okay.
All right.
Now, on the reviews, I guess that'll, a lot of that stuff. Can you guys do some of the reviews? Like, well, not do reviews. I'm talking about, respond to some of these good reviews. Like, because I don't know what to really tell, say for the good reviews. I'm kind of running out of words. I guess pay attention who they...
Mm-hmm.
The kind of work I did and all this other stuff for them.
I do see that you did get new reviews, and that's actually a good question. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Actually, we do have a new feature on the client dashboard. So anytime you get to receive reviews, we are going to be able to automatically respond to those.
Okay.
So within 2 hours, reviews with 4 to 5 stars will be responded. Although I do see here that you have good good reviews on your Google Business profile, which is wonderful. But yes, any reviews with 4 to 5 stars will be responded within 2 hours automatically by our system. So that is currently turned on, which means that any new reviews that you're going to be getting will automatically be responded. Also, I'm not so sure if this is something that you, that you would like to consider, but Client Dashboard also gives you the option to generate a custom QR code so that whenever, let's say you completed a job for a client, you can just have them scan the QR code and then they can leave a review for you from there.
Yeah, I have a link for that and
awesome.
A QR code, but I'd rather go through you guys on that QR code, though, because that was through someone else.
Right. So for the QR code, you will have the option, or technically once you log into the client dashboard, you can go to the reviews tab, and on the reviews tab, you should see a button that says QR code. You can just click on it and then click on generate new QR code. You will have the option to choose either what color you like, as well as to see if you would like to have your logo on it or not.
Okay.
All right.
It all sounds good. Hopefully this solves the problem. Appreciate it.
Definitely, definitely. Rest assured, optimization is definitely going to help out with your ranking on Google. We are also continuously creating posts on your Google Business profile, which is also reflecting on your Google or on your client dashboard. So we're still continuously creating posts, which is helping with optimization too, and with causing traffic.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. But yes, everything is also in the client dashboard for transparency purposes. And that way we'd also be able to, or you'd also be able to see the progress on your end as well, anytime you would like to.
Okay. I appreciate it.
For sure. Anything else, maybe Mark, or any questions probably before?
Oh, that's it. I appreciate it. Now, do you have a survey at the end or?
Oh, no, there is no survey.
Okay.
By the way, Mark, I would like to test the call tracking phone number as well, just to confirm and make sure that it's up and running, if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I appreciate it.
Okay. Let me just call the number. And to confirm, this is going to be the receiving phone number, phone number ending in 4883, right?
Right. Okay, then I'll add that to contacts.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Local lead, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Local/lead, yeah. You guys are still called Local Splash, right?
Yes, we're still Local
okay.
Splash.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, same thing, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just finishing up the setup. I apologize. But yes, just one more click, and there you go. I'll go ahead and dial the call tracking number now.
Okay.
So if you get to receive that call, please do have it answered.
Yes, I do.
Let me just dial the number here.
An error has occurred.
Hello, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, good thing. We tried testing your call tracking number. Now, let me just check out with the team really quick. The call did not go through, though, which is weird, but let me just check out with the team really quick here. I just want to make sure it's up and running before I let you go.
Okay.
All right, so our team is already checking on it, Mark. Please do bear with me for a bit more. I apologize about that.
No, that's fine. Maybe they'll find out. Maybe there's something not right. The wrong reason why it's not going through, because I'm not sure.
I see, but yes, no worries. They're already checking on it, and we should be able to get it up and running.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for waiting, Mark. Now, let me go ahead and give it a try now.
Sure.
All right. Please allow me a moment.
Thank you for calling Affordable 24/7 Locksmith to be your trusted services provider. For new customers, press 1. Press 2 for...
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome. Wonderful. So you should be receiving calls through the call tracking number moving forward. We'll make sure your Google listing is going to be updated with a call tracking number. And by the way, this call right now will show on your client dashboard as well, but it will be marked as not a valid lead since I'm not an actual I'm not a real prospect, right? But yes, thank you so much for picking up the call through here. Let me just disconnect it from this number, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
For sure. Hello, Mark?
Yep, I'm still here.
Yes, awesome. All right, so call tracking phone number is now successfully working, and I know I've already asked this, but will there probably be anything else, Mark, that I can assist or that you may have questions about?
No, there are things. I appreciate your thing you're doing. I'm sure the number that came through is a 951-221-4111. So is that the tracking number or is it the other one? Because I don't show. Before, it showed like that, the number you said.
Yeah, it should be.
Okay, but yeah, what shows on the, let's see here. I guess what I can do is I can call on my Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, and hopefully it'll show that number. That's actually, because that's what it should show the other number, right, that you gave me?
It should show the call tracking number, or it should show as local / leads, since you saved it as that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, because I wanted to put it into your contacts as local / leads, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so it sounds like everything's done, so hopefully we'll figure out, you know, what's going on here, and then I'll know for sure that way if I'm actually getting clicks, you know, calls on my website.
For sure, definitely. So any leads that you get to receive through the Google Business profile with your call tracking phone number will definitely be recorded as well.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mark. And should there be anything else, please know you can always reach out to us.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You have a great rest of the day, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.